May God's grace, His peace, His abundant, rich mercy be yours in Christ Jesus, the priceless treasure, the one we worship this holy day. Amen. The text is our gospel from Matthew 13. We pray, Lord, your word is sweeter than honey to the mouth. Give us your sweet word this day. May we hear it gladly and believe it in our hearts and depart with great joy and faith. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Mom, why does the pastor talk on and on and on? Especially on a hot summer day. That's a question I had when I was a little boy sitting in church in Indianapolis. And the pastor started his sermon or was in the middle of it and I didn't know when it was going to end. Why does he talk so long? 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Sometimes to me it seemed like an hour. Why? Well, why does the pastor preach? Sometimes 15 minutes, 20 minutes, so forth. Why? Well, we could say proudly, it's what we get paid to do. Let me do it. Why you pay me? One reason why you pay me. Another reason, well, I get a shot at most of you about once a week. Some of you once a month. I better let you have it the one time I see you. Let you have it all. But a better reason is this. What does the pastor preach about? The pastor preaches about the kingdom of heaven. Jesus Christ, the treasure. Forgiveness, the cross, the resurrection, eternal life. How can one talk about that in 5 minutes? It's so wonderful and credible. One must talk on and on about it. It's such a great topic. It is the topic of life. It is life itself. In Matthew 13, from which our gospel comes today, Jesus does a lot of talking. In that particular chapter of Matthew 13, Jesus teaches seven parables. Normally I have, what, 2 points to a sermon? Three, maybe four or five occasionally. Three today it'll be. Seven parables. He goes on and on and on. Probably some young children are there saying, Mom, why is he talking so much? What's going on here? Jesus is talking about the kingdom of heaven. There's life and death, heaven and hell. You better listen. And so he goes on and on in Matthew 13 and elsewhere to teach about the kingdom of heaven. What do we learn from these three simple parables? The parable of the hidden treasure, the parable of the pearl that is found, the parable of the fishing net and the separation of the good and bad fish. What are we to learn? Well, Jesus here, not surprisingly, is teaching us about himself. He always is teaching about himself, usually. He is the king of the kingdom of heaven. And this is how he runs his kingdom. This is how, particularly here in these three parables, how he feels about us, how he treats us. We find in these three parables that Jesus is the king of the kingdom, and Jesus seeks, he sacrifices, and he separates. Thus your 3 points. He is a seeking king, he is a sacrificing king, he is a separating king. That's how he runs his kingdom. That's what happens in his kingdom. First of all, Jesus seeks and seeks and seeks and searches for treasure, for pearls, that sinners, you and I. 24/7, he is seeking and seeking and seeking. In the first two parables, you have a person who is seeking. We're told a man finds a treasure hidden in a field. Now, we should not interpret that the man is just walking along, whistling, and he stumbles across a treasure. That's not the idea. The idea is that he's seeking this treasure. He's digging into the ground. He's on his hands and knees. He's got his shovel out. He's got his machinery out, whatever he had back in that day. He is getting all dirty and messy. He's working hard, blood, sweat, and tears to find that treasure hidden in the field. Digging, dirty, messy job to get into the dirt, finding that treasure. And so that's how God feels about you and I. We are a treasure to Him. Don't look like it. Deuteronomy says we're a treasured possession. We're a treasure to Him. That's how much He loves us. And yes, we are covered up in dirt. We're covered in this world, covered with sin, not looking like a treasure at all. Covered in sorrows and sadness and disease and sickness and old age and death and unbelief. We're covered up. And yet the Lord does not give up and say, well, I can't find Him. He seeks. He comes down to earth. This is Christmas. He comes down and gets dirty. The 3-year ministry of Jesus is getting dirty, messy in our sin, our death, our sicknesses, our diseases, dealing with us, and he gets dirty and messy to seek and find people. We're reminded of the the shepherd who goes after the one lost sheep. Similar story here. The woman who goes after the one lost coin. Seeking. And then the pearl is very similar. A merchant in search of a fine pearl. The idea is he's going from city to city, traveling, spending his money, traveling, city to city, town to town, village to village, shop to shop, looking for that one great pearl, and he finds it. And so our God searches for us. We're a pearl to him. It's very significant what we refer to as a pearl in this second parable. How do you get a pearl? How many ladies are wearing a pearl right now? I think my wife's got fake pearls that I gave her probably, but how many of you got a real pearl maybe? Anybody got pearls? How do you get a pearl? Well, you get a pearl when a foreign substance, a speck or maybe a kernel of sand, enters an oyster. It hurts the oyster. It hurts, causes it pain. It's a foreign substance inside. What's the oyster do? He secretes a substance around that foreign substance. And that substance gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and thus you have over years a pearl. We're called a pearl to God. We're like a foreign substance because of sin. We're like a speck, and we cause pain to God by our sins. And yet God does not get rid of us and throw us away. God puts a substance around us called His blood, His righteousness in baptism. And He puts that substance of righteous holiness around us, and we are a pearl to Him that He ever desires. The great hymn says, I once was lost, but now am found. Don't everything that God has given up on you, He gives up on no one. Secondly, He not only seeks, He sacrifices everything to have what He wants to have. And what really stands out in these first two parables, the shocker, what should lead us to go, wow, our mouths open, our eyes open, wow, this is incredible. But the great shocker of these first two parables is the price that is paid for the treasure and the pearl. This is what stands out. This guy would sell everything he has for a treasure? Come on! And the merchant would sell everything he has for a pearl? One lousy pearl? Come on! Better be a big pearl! He sells everything. We say that's a bad investment. He gives up his home. We say in today's language, his car or cars, his clothing, his IRAs, his mutual funds, his bank account, checking account, savings, gives up all of that for a treasure or a pearl? Bad investment. Who would do such a thing? God would. You must really, really, really love that pearl a lot. Must really, 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 really love that treasure a lot. And that's how God feels about you and I. He gives up everything, literally, doesn't He? Easy question. When does God give up literally everything to purchase you and to have you forever? It's called the what? It's called the cross. Where our God gives up, Jesus gives up home, heaven, gives up His clothing, the clothing of righteousness, gives up His glory, His power, His honor, gives up His life, people. Gives up His life, sheds His blood, is murdered to have you and I. Because we're a pearl and we're a treasure. And how dare we take that casually and act like it doesn't matter that much. Ho-hum. How dare we be so pathetic when our God gives up everything for us. And that is the awe-striking part of those two parables. Giving up everything. And you don't think you're special. You don't think God's for you and not against you. He's for you. He's not against you. When my kids were younger, I used to watch Mr. Rogers with them. Anybody watch Mr. Rogers? I think he's dead now, isn't he, Patty? Dead, Mr. Rogers. Good man, though, I guess. And I'd watch that show, and what would Mr. Rogers say to the little kids at the end of the show or during the show? You're special. You know why you're special? Because you're you. And there's nobody else like you. And I'd throw a shoe at the TV because I thought it was so corny. Not really. My kids were watching it after all. But we are special. But Mr. Rogers doesn't have it totally right. We are special not just because He made us. And there's no one else like us. We're special for that matter, for that reason too. But we're special because God saved us. He shed His blood for us. He gave up everything to have us. He made us, yes, so I'm special. I have talents. I'm made in the image of God. But He died for me. Special. Treasure. A pearl. And then, last of all, He's a King who separates. And the final parable of the fish net is pretty simple. Jesus explains it. Of catching the fish, and the fisherman separates the good fish from the bad fish, and so it will be at the end of the day, the last day. When our God will separate, gather all people together, the living and the dead, gather them all for judgment. He separates the good. The good are not all those that did a bunch of good works. The good are those that have faith. Those that are baptized and have faith in Christ are covered by His righteousness. They're the good, and the bad are the unbelievers. And the separation on the final day. And so these three little parables, and Jesus probably teaches these three parables in what, maybe 2 minutes? In 2 minutes, He covers the entire gospel. That's the wonders of Jesus the teacher. We have a God who seeks Christmas, baptism, a God who sacrifices everything for you. That's the cross. These parables teach the cross of what God would do, and then He separates on the final day. All that in three little short stories. Wow, what a teacher Jesus is. What was the big news in the sports world here in Tennessee this week? Carl, you know what happened to our dear football coach. He got a subpoena. Oh my. Philip Fulmer got subpoenaed. It was all, I listened to sports radio. They just couldn't talk enough about it. He got subpoenaed. Oh my. Gonna have to go testify. It's the end of the world almost, it seems like. How could they give him a subpoena? Who cares? Who cares? Much bigger news in the church today. What do you get served today? You get a subpoena today from God? Say, come testify and tell me how good you are. We'd all go to hell. That's what we get today. He comes and serves His people with salvation. With the words of forgiveness. You're forgiven of all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's what you get served with tonight. Forgiveness of sins. The body and blood of a crucified, risen Lord. A living one is among us. God Himself right here. That's what we get served with. And that's the much bigger news. Go tell the world. We got really big news in First Lutheran Church. I got served with salvation. Here's about subpoenas. I got salvation from this God. The judge of all. Watching I think it was the Today Show this week earlier. And they had a segment on the show of how you can live longer. Who wants to live longer really anyway? I don't know. How can you live longer? And two great factors of living. You want to live a longer life? Two big factors are, one, have a strong circle of friends. Okay? Call that the church maybe. Strong circle of friends. And then secondly, surprisingly to them, meditation. Religion helps people live longer. Oh, really? What a surprise. Well, I don't agree. The Christian religion does not make you live longer. The Christian religion is not here to enable you to live longer. That's wrong. The Christian religion is here to enable you to live forever. Get it right. Who wants to live longer on this pathetic earth with an old body, quite frankly? We want to live, but it gets old. We get to live forever. We get the resurrection of the body. We get to live with God forever. Glory, paradise. The new kingdom, the new Jerusalem, the shining silver of diamonds and gold, a pearly gate. That's what we get. The Today Show would never talk about that. They just care about how you can live an extra 10 years on this earth. You get to live forever through Jesus. And that's the promise of the final parable. The separation of the treasure, the pearl, the good fish from all the bad. So how does King Jesus, the King of the Kingdom of Heaven, feel about us? He seeks us. Sacrifices everything for us, will separate us from all the evil on the final day. What a King. Amen.